Hello, my friends. Do you know that song that goes a little something like this? Goes something like this. I don't know it, but I got bliss. I got a song. You got the wrong, I got it right, and damn right it's a song. I use the same words, but that's okay because it leads me down this linguistic alleyway. I don't know where it goes, but I'm gonna assume it's made of gold. You know what? So, why to assume you can do it? So, one, it feels good. In general, if you're not hurting anyone and it feels good, why not? Just do it. don't snap my undies. Okay, for Simpsons reference. So, I basically think practical philosophy, like how to live your life in a way that will make you as happy and successful as you can be, and make everyone around you as happy and as successful as they can be. That's a great idea, right? We're here. We should try to be successful and happy. And, we can be happy or sad. We can be failures or successes, however we want to define that. And even, should we define it? Oh, everything's meaningless. Okay, that's a failure of imagination, Come on, put some effort into it. Success on your terms, happiness on your terms is better than the opposite, right? So let's do it. Now, to that end, how can we be happy and, not starving and fighting each other and having a terrible time? Well, the core of it seems to be, what Stoic philosophers talked about, Epictetus, right? Was born a slave in the Roman Empire and all that. Here's A Manual for a Living by translated by Sharon LaBelle. It's this little book, very good. Anyway, and other Stoics talk about this too, but the basic idea is like control what you can control and surrender to what you can't control. So, the serenity prayer is like, God, give me the courage to change the things I can change. The serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so that's basically it. It's almost like, ones and zeros. It's very simple, very elegant, right? Like the wisdom is, okay, right now, there's something happening. Okay, can I control it? Yes or no? Pay attention. Yes, I can. Okay, great. All right, well, what do I want? All right, well, this way is probably better. Okay, I'll do that then. Go ahead. And it's within your power. You can control it. No problem. Do it. Have fun. Or then maybe some other thing, or you go, okay, oh, so here's something. Can I control it? Oh, no. It's out of my control. Maybe what someone else thinks about me, or whether I will have enough money for something, or whether, I don't know, it's going to rain, or whether the rain's going to stop, whatever. It's out of your control. Okay, accept it. And to make sure you're properly accepting it and not just half-heartedly, subconsciously you're resisting, go as deep into it as you can, just to be safe. So go, perfect, I'm happy it's raining. I welcome the rain, And once you're sure you can welcome the rain, okay, then you can ease off. You don't have to be a madman. But okay, yeah, I'm accepting it. It's fine. I realized in welcoming it, I realized there was a bit of unconscious resistance to the rain still. But then now I was able to actually enjoy it, and now I'm okay. I'm in a balance point, I've accepted it. I don't need to keep, trying to enjoy it or whatever. So that's just a basic thing, right? Like whatever's going on, what's in your power, what's not in your power. If it's not in your power, it's actually, Epictetus would say, it's your obligation, your moral obligation to not resist it. Because if you resist it, bang your head against a brick wall, you just make yourself suffer, and therefore you make people around you suffer, because we're so interconnected in so many ways. And so that's basically it. Now, the topic of this podcast is assume you can. So if something's if you're trying to figure out if something is in your power or not, then you shouldn't just assume you can. You should think about it and go, okay, well, can I do this? Or do I have enough energy? Do I have enough intelligence? Do I have enough knowledge or skill? Can I drive this car? I've had a beer. Am I sober enough? I didn't eat much. Normally it would be fine, but I feel a little tipsy. You shouldn't just assume you can, right? You should think, is basically wisdom. It's like, is it in my power or not? That's basically, can I do it? But then if you realize something, I think it is in my power, and I'm going to do it, then don't have any doubts, like, oh, maybe I can't do it. Just assume you can do it, because the mind is very powerful, and what you assume you can do, you can do it better. So if I'm like playing guitar, right? Like the song, I'm just making it up off the top of my head, right? I'm assuming, because I've got a lot of experience doing it and I know it works fine. And I know anytime I overthink it and I go, oh, what if I make myself look stupid on the internet and I, have boring lyrics or something? Then it all comes grinding to a halt, the worry. And I know that. So I just assume it's all going to work fine. And I just stay in this space of just kind of like doing nothing. Like, pfft, I barely do anything. The guitar plays itself. The song sings itself. And then, okay, there's a little song. There you go. Or like if you're walking, have to walk in a perfectly straight line, or you have to draw a straight line. If you assume, do this as an exercise, try to draw a straight horizontal line. First, do it. Being like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. Ah, straight line, that sounds difficult. Let's see, I'm probably not gonna be able to do it, but I'll try. You're probably gonna mess up. But then if you're like, all right, here we go, perfect line, look at this, it's gonna work, vroom. And you might doubt it, but if you can properly believe in it, you're gonna draw a perfectly straight line. That's just the way the mind works. 99 times out of 100, and you can do a straight line until you can do practice and get feedback of like, until you there's no inner resistance and no doubt, and you're assuming you can, and then vink, wow, look, oh, look at that line, that's extremely straight. And yeah, I could feel inside I was just kind of empty, like I didn't really care. I was like, yeah, I can do it, boom. And then as you build up belief, you can do it more and more. So with bigger things, or as well, but so the main thing there, like once you've committed to a course of action, there's no benefit in doubting yourself. In fact, it's likely going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy that justifies the doubt and makes it you fail. So instead, just be very confident and go, okay, I'm doing it. I've chosen, okay, I'm going to assume I can do it. And then anytime, keep your eyes open and your ears open, and for any information which could help you improve your actions or alter course, maybe change your mind, like maybe some circumstances change. Oh, actually, okay, maybe now it's in my power to retreat and not do this. Maybe that's the wise move. But you shouldn't just be doubting yourself, like there's nothing else has changed. You've come to your calculation and now you're just going to totally change your mind suddenly. It's like, there's a place for occasionally changing your mind, but that just means you didn't think it through properly before. But sometimes that happens, things just pop up. You go, okay, I'll do this. And then suddenly, 10 seconds later, no, it doesn't feel right. Maybe you had to do that sometimes. But in general, once you're doing something, just assume you can do it and you'll be well off. And if you're successful, then you're helping everyone be successful in a way, if you're living in harmony with people. Now, but then even things, there's sometimes things where you have no choice and you have to do something. And then also, there, you should definitely assume you can do it. Maybe like, oh, I've been asked to go give this presentation and I don't think I'm ready for it. Well, just actually, this is maybe relevant for one of my friends. Yeah, not planned at all. Anyway, just assume you can do it. Because oh, there's no way out of it. I have to do it. So if I want to optimize my results, which of course I do, it's beneficial for me to just assume I can do it. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be lazy and for some reason, not pay attention. No, do your best. But if you've got two situations, both of them, you're doing your best. You're working, you're trying. And one of them, you have complete confidence, and the other, you've kind of got half confidence, and you're a bit, oh, maybe I'm going to fail. I've got an open mind. I'm not going to be proven wrong if I fail. I'm going to be like, yeah, I saw that coming. I'm so smart. No, okay. One of them, you're completely confident, and one, you're like, kind of, oh, yeah, I'm not sure. The one where you're completely confident, both of them, you're working, but one, you're fully confident, that one will get better results 100% of the time. That's the way the mind works, right? We've all experienced this. And it makes sense, just like what you're focusing on. You get kind of what you focus on. Yeah. So if you have to go do something, oh, I have to, I don't know. Yeah, I have to go have a conversation with someone and I want to persuade them of something. I'm not sure if I can, but there's no alternative really. I have to have this conversation. All right. So prepare and plan as well as you can in the time you have, and then go do it. But while you're doing it, go from kind of, I would say, a place of peace where you're like, you accept whatever happens. You're happy with whatever. You're like, yeah, hey, I do my part. The universe does the rest, or God does the rest. That's all, that's fine. Like, I have my responsibility. The universe has its, whatever's in my power. Your reaction, that's not within my control. That's not my power. My power is over my communication to you, or how I react to your reactions, that kind of thing. And so just be like, within that field of like responsibility, what you're focusing on, just be like, yeah, I can definitely do a good job here. And but yeah, I definitely, and I don't know, honestly, I'm not sure exactly how far you should take that. Should you be like, I'm definitely going to persuade them? Or are you going to be like, well, hey, I'm definitely going to do a great job at persuading them. The outcome, I don't know. I feel like that's probably a wiser way, but I don't know. I don't know everything, do I? Yeah, that would be it. And then there's things where, you know you can't do it. And you have to be honest about that. But I would say any time where it seems like, yeah, it's kind of possible you could do it, then you should, and you've chosen to do it, or it's been chosen for you, you've no choice, then assume you can do it and you boost your chances, and that's all kind of like a self-mastery, being able to kind of put yourself in the position of like, yeah, confidence, this is what we're thinking about. No, those doubting thoughts, they're not allowed in this party actually, and they don't have a key to the door. They can wait outside and I'm not paying any attention. I'm oblivious to them. I'm having a great time inside. And then they go home, and I don't know when those thoughts went home, but at some point, I guess they were tired of being locked out of my kingdom. But yeah, there is a place though for being like, okay, I can't do this. Whether it's like, I can't drive the car home. I know people want me to, but I'm too drunk. I can't do it. Or maybe like, oh, I want to drive and I'm drunk, but my missus is taking away the keys. So that's just not going to work. Don't be like, no, I can. But yeah, okay, I can't. And then you accept it, or you try to find a new path forward. But what we're really talking about here, just to conclude, make it nice and clear, is that when you have no choice but to take a course of action, or you have chosen that course of action because you think you can, and you think it's the best idea, or you think maybe you can. In those circumstances, it's only beneficial. There are no downsides. It's completely beneficial to assume you can do it. And that's good for you, but it's also good for everybody in the world around you, because that is the healthy way to live, where you take care of yourself. The more you can take care of yourself, the less other people need to take care of you, and the more you can take care of other people. So if everyone's living like this, the whole world improves, right? So that's the motivation. If you can't, from your own self-interest, if that's not enough, then expand the sense of self and look at the self-interest of the whole human race, And I've got a lot of challenges to work through, obviously, and a lot of opportunities. And so, yeah, I think us becoming wiser, God only knows how what kind of ripple effects that can have. So that's today's offering. So enjoy the glorious light showering our planet in chlorophyll, and I'll see you next time.